How do they do as blockers? I know on Peyton was the last touchdown pass. Juwan had the block to the outside of Peyton, kind of pointed to Shaughnessy and Bolden to pick him up on the flank.
As far as knowing what to do, these guys do a pretty good job, and they're on the right guys. I think Ronnie doesn't get enough credit for the fact that he'll go up there and meet a guy, and he doesn't get rocked back. I mean, for his size, a lot of guys think they're just going to run over him. But he's got, for whatever reason, he's got that power to be able to sustain his blocks. And the other two guys are thicker guys to begin with, and they do a good job of staying stout. But, you know, they've made so many strides, and right now I feel good about where we're at on protection and those guys being able to step up and block linebackers.
Adam, why is it tougher scheme wise?
You don't know where anybody's going to be. You don't know what Rex is going to do. I mean, he could, you know, you walk out there, you could be in four wides, he's in base defense. You could be in 12 personnel and he's in dime. You don't know what he's going to do, and you got to prepare for a lot of stuff. And basically at the end of the day, you got to be able to play ball and adjust to what he throws at you and kind of do your thing as well. He's been very successful for a long period of time for a reason. He's a little bit, you know, unpredictable. You don't know what he's going to do, and the only person who knows what he's thinking is him. So you got to make sure you're prepared and execute your game plan.
How much man versus zone does he run?
He's a little more zone this year compared to what he's been in the past. Obviously, he had, you know, very talented corners in years past that you could say, hey, you got this guy and you got this guy. And, you know, he's got some younger guys now, and they're trying to kind of work their scheme. And he's not short of scheme, I know that.
You said you can't call plays for specific players because it doesn't usually work out the way you have in your mind. But Emmanuel Sanders is top of the league in catches but hadn't found the end zone yet, at least –
I'm aware.
So
he just let me know.
So he's let you know. So how do you
check in on that?
Yeah. How do you let him know that?
You can't force it. It'll happen. I mean, he'll get in there eventually, hopefully. So, it'll happen. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And you know, some things haven't gone. There's been a couple times where he's been open. We've gone the other way and had some success. And you know, it has nothing to do. I mean, sometimes it's just dumb luck where these guys are as far as what side they're on. That front seven altogether, that's a good group now. It just seems like every week we run into these teams that all I hear about, they're top five rush defense. I'm like, perfect, just what we need, you know, one more top five defense. But that front seven is really good, and they do a great job as far as, you know, stuffing the run. And then obviously they're leading the league in sacks, and they do a good job of pass rushing, and then they use their scheme to their advantage as well.
How do you prevent communication issues like the one that Julius and Clady had that resulted in Julius being fined?
Clean up the protection. Make sure that doesn't happen again. I mean, that was the last thing we needed to happen on that play. We have a touchdown called back on that. You know, so we've gone back and reevaluated what we're doing on that and make sure that we don't have those kind of miscommunications again.